Every now and then, God grants us an unexpected pleasure. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Walking in downtown Chicago the other day with our family, hunting for graduation treasures for the family 2009 graduate, I was amazed at what looked like acres of tulips along the Miracle Mile. We had walked from one end to the other. We'd eaten too much, shared the sidewalk with crowds, and three saxophonists were competing for our attention. But it was the patches of snow-white tulips, giant purple tulips with pansies playing peekaboo with the sun, row upon row of tulips, which were a riot of color, pink and white and yellow and reds. They all lined the Miracle Mile. The tulips drew as much attention as the giant display windows filled with wants and wishes, desires and dreams. It all reminded me that this is spring, a season of transition. It bridges the dead of winter with the heat of summer. Often the transition is turbulent, when the cold air from the north and the warm air of the south collide into a cacophony of severe thunderstorms. That's when you just have to trust God to make the necessary adjustments. The Gospel of John in the 15th chapter reminds us that the Lord is our gardener, and the Lord is a very experienced gardener, especially in handling the vineyard. We are the vines in the garden. Trust the expert horticulturalist to make the necessary changes. Prune back our branches so that our vine will produce more. Cut back the dead growth to make way for the new. Fertilize all of our possibilities. Water our potential. Dig up the weeds that try to choke our progress. That's trusting God to make the necessary changes. Today is a good day to slow down and look for those unexpected pleasures along the way. Life won't be found at the end of the Miracle Mile. It will be found along the way. Let's trust the divine horticulturalist to tend to our garden today. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this has been your wake-up call.